Was this as bad as 2011 and or 1982?
That's a hard question to answer. 1982, which was snow jam, I think the snow amounts were sudden, quite a bit greater. It did clog up the roads, but I think it was probably worse then. I'm not completely sure. The thing about 2011 is we had a week-long period of cold weather after the snow. So they would plow the roads. The main roads were a lot of times okay, but then the snow on the side of the road melted. Water came across the road, froze at night. Some roads did not see any melting for a lot of the week, that the back roads, the roads the school buses still go on. So it's hard to say that one was worse over the other at this point. And that's just kind of the way it is.
Okay. And this weekend, we're supposed to go up to upper 50s, low 60s?
A fairly significant change this weekend. Temperatures are going to bounce back close to normal on Friday, and then they're going to go above normal on Saturday, and at least in the early next week, that's kind of where they're going to stay. Not way above normal, but above normal, and that's significant compared to the long period of below normal temperatures that we've had.
In layman's terms, what caused this? Is this just one of those winter things that happens, and it just happens to be Georgia? Was there some kind of system or something that caused this to be a little extra more vicious than usual?
Well, I mean, a combination of things. We had a cold front go through the day before. So overnight and all day yesterday, cold air was rushing south across the state. And then we had a very active upper-level jet that brought in two streams of moisture that almost essentially collided over Georgia. And as the moisture solidified, it was falling from a very cold air mass and falling as snow. So almost everywhere from approximately the Atlanta metro north just started as snow. And then as you worked farther south, it started as rain, and you saw many areas transition from rain. I don't know really how much freezing rain there was because I wasn't here during the day, but you saw a transition from rain to snow. What's left over down there now, which started as rain yesterday, is now snow. So you had this, you had sort of a double whammy of a very cold air mass move in, and then a large area of moisture move in over top of that. And the temperatures tonight are going to be plenty cold, so any roads that do not dry will refreeze.
Great. Thank you very much for your time.